this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is Get Him to the Greek. And Aaron Green, he's sent on a mission by his boss to do whatever it takes to get the big rock star to the Greek theater in time for the concert. But it's not as simple as it seems.
This is serious out here. I got 6 kids! You know how many Air Jordan 6 black kids wear? You, we need ideas.
Next month is the 10-year anniversary of Al the Snow Live at the Greek Theater. We can put on an anniversary concert.
Okay, do you remember forgetting Sarah Marshall? Well, just when I thought I had forgotten, he's back! Sarah's spastic crazy rocker dude boyfriend, and this time he's spastic and crazy rocker dude. In fact, he's the exact same crazy rocker dude. This guy takes typecasting to a whole new level. He not only plays the same kind of guy, he plays the exact same guy. But I can kind of see how the whole thing happened. You know, it's not like Hollywood is pumping out a whole lot of new creative material, so instead of doing a Sarah sequel, they got rid of Sarah and did a movie on the side story, kind of a side quill per se. Hey, you know, I'm gonna go out and patent that whole side quill thing, or trademark it or put dibs on it or something. In fact, I officially call double dips on the cycle thing. Yeah, I'm sure that's really official. Now moving on to something that's even creepier than a spastic rocker dude, it's Splice. Now, in the land of DNA research, wouldn't it be kind of cool to create a human lizard fish scorpion kind of thing? Well, scientist Adrian Brody and his wife think it might be.
This is illegal. We can go to jail for this.
Human cloning is illegal. This won't be human. Not entirely.
She's become unstable.
This is the disaster everyone warns about. A new species set loose in the world.
Now, this is not normally the kind of movie I go for. Super scary, mind-blowing suspense that makes you jump out of your seat. So imagine my delight to discover this movie has none of that. It's not in the least bit scary, certainly does not have anything in the way of suspense. So instead, it must have had incredible acting, especially with Adrian Brody in it, right? Again, none of that. What it did have, though, was some interesting moral dilemmas. To lie or not to lie, to clone or not to clone, to kill or not to kill, to become physically attracted to a test tube mutant creature thing, or not to. Yeah, that last one is the creepy part of this movie. Strangely enough, the guys in the audience were much more okay with that part than us girls. Go figure. But it was all said and done, one moral you won't forget. It's not nice to fool with Mother Nature. So Movie Night Traffic Light Splice, well, this one is at best a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.